Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And you know, I am an Independent Lens fan. And the new documentary coming up is called The Armor of Light. And joining me is the subject of the new documentary, Evangelical Minister Rob Schenck. And good morning to you, Pastor Rob.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to join you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, Armor of Light, how did all this get started?
Well, it started with a mysterious dinner invitation by a woman named Abigail Disney, who happens to be the director. In fact, this is her directorial debut.
Oh.
And I will admit, the name went right over my head. I was curious because of mutual friends we had, but as we sat at dinner, she proposed this idea of challenging the seemingly contradictory position in my community. And when I say that, I mean overwhelmingly white evangelicals in this country, which I guess I knew in the back of my mind, you know, we were some of the biggest proponents of unfettered gun rights and most resistant to any kind of regulation. And she thought that was contradictory to our position on the sanctity of human life.
Right, as Christians,
I had harbored those concerns, so it took me a little time, but eventually I said yes. And then I learned who Abby Disney was and the kind of filmmaker she is. And what she produced, I think, will be very, very helpful this conversation.
Well, you're president of Faith and Action in the nation's capital in D.C. And so you're talking about doing a documentary on something that totally goes against, you know, what the evangelicals kind of believe in. And she's right. It is a contradiction. So talk about the position and then talk about how doing this documentary, what it has done for you.
Yeah, well, the position itself, I once defended. In fact, 15 years ago, I wrote a book in which I defended every person's right in a religious, biblical, even Christian sense to defend oneself with a lethal force. I came over time to doubt that, at least as it's expressed in a kind of populist gun culture that ends up categorizing people. There are people whose lives must be protected under all circumstances, and then there are people who are disposable, and they are the threats to us, or at least the perceived threats to us. I think that's a spiritual, moral, and ethical crisis in my community. I think it must be addressed. I have called it a theological emergency. And this film is an invitation to a very profound, very deep, very difficult conversation that we need to have. And when we launched it, there was a pretty fierce negative response from my own community to my ideas on this. Over time, I have to say, I've gone from pessimistic to optimistic because I'm discovering a lot of secret allies, including many pastors who have literally whispered to me. They've said, "I'm with you. I just can't say it out loud right now." So we're dealing with this reality, and Abigail Disney has given us a great gift in this film, which, of course, PBS will broadcast on May 10th. So, and I think that will ramp up this conversation very quickly.
So what did you learn? Did it change during this documentary? Did it change anything for you?
Oh, yes. Oh, many. In fact, what you see in this film is a real-life, real-time journey that I'm on. Some folks go along on the journey with me. Some of them leave the path very quickly and in some cases angrily. But you see all that play out And for me, it was facing this crisis head on, and that unfolds in front of the cameras. It's real time. This was not rehearsed mm-hmm. or scripted. This is a documentary. So what you see is my launch into this difficult journey, others with me, some who stay with me, others who leave. And in the end, what we hope it is simply an invitation for others to join on that journey. It's something we have to complete relatively quickly because this has to do with life and death.
Right.
But that's really what this is. We try to affirm everybody's real feelings on it, welcoming all voices. I understand why people are fearful in the day that we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
But for Christians, it's important that we don't give in to those fears and let them rule and dominate us,
exactly.
which I think is the case
exactly.
With a lot of us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But did you, and I didn't see the any of it, did you actually, and I know that you met a mom whose son was gunned down.
Well, I sure did. You'll see in the film, Lucy McBath is the other subject of
mm-hmm.
the film. And she lost her son, Jordan, at age 17.
Mm-hmm.
He was killed by a 46-year-old man who objected to him and his friends playing their music too loud. And like any teenager, Jordan got a little mouthy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But in that moment, Michael Dunn, his killer, used the Florida Stand Your Ground law to say that he perceived
right.
Jordan,
mm-hmm.
a 17-year-old,
as a threat, mm-hmm.
and shot and killed him in front of a convenience store.
Mm.
That was so jarring to me, and it was really Lucy's faith, her Christian faith, and her love for her child that brought me across the finish line.
Mm. Mm. Did you hear about this new recent one where an older gentleman killed a younger gentleman in church over a seat?
Oh, yes.
With a gun.
Oh,
that
yes.
is so crazy.
In fact, I was warning pastors around the country of this nightmare scenario that mm-hmm. would soon take place in church sanctuaries. It just did.
Yes.
And I'm sorry to say, I think it's ominous for the future because we now have not just church members who are bringing their weapons to church, but we have pastors who are armed in the pulpit.
That's
and
right.
they're ready, they have told me, they are ready to shoot
mm-hmm.
in their congregation if they feel they must. That's a catastrophe waiting to happen. That's why
it's already happening.
Almost an emergency.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It really, really is. It's almost like being in the Wild Wild West. You see, everyday soccer moms who are now packing. I mean, because everybody's scared.
That's right. And that fear is largely unfounded. The Bible says over and over again, do not
fear.
Be afraid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus said it to his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
We can't give into that kind of fear. And funny you should mention the Wild West, because we evangelicals sent missionaries to the Wild West back in the 1800s to civilize the gun toters.
Wow.
So now we've switched places.
Right, right. And now you're the gun toters. It's amazing.
That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah. This gun thing has really changed society. We were waiting with bated breath down here in Georgia to see if our governor was going to veto, you know, the deal about letting college students carry guns on campus. We're like, are you crazy? That does
yes,
not need to happen.
I mean, we were, you know, a lot of us were there. We know the volatile world.
Yes.
College life. We know the drinking. We know
mm-hmm.
the stress. We know the,
just bad decisions. Yeah.
A love relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
know the depression. We know the fear.
Absolutely.
All of that. And now you put a gun into the equation. Again, it's contrary to my community's commitment to the sanctity of all human life. That's
mm-hmm.
why I want to bring people back
mm-hmm.
to the days
mm-hmm.
when evangelicals were abolitionists, when we were against violence, There was a long period of time we were even conscientious objectors in war.
Yeah.
But we have a different history, and I want to take people back to the biblical and rich history that we have on preserving and protecting human life, not menacing it.
Can folks find more information about Faith in Action where?
Faithandaction.org. Three words, faithandaction.org.
All right. And The Armor of Light, it's going to premiere on Independent Lens Tuesday, May 10th, 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And of course, it'll air probably 20 more times. So make sure you check the listings, but I can't wait to see it. Pastor, the Reverend Dr. Rob Shank, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this information.
Thank you.